with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In Georgia, a sentence for the illegal alien found guilty of killing a University of Georgia nursing student who was out for a jog.
Justice here in Georgia, where the illegal alien convicted of the killing of nursing student Lakin Riley, sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Jose Ibarra, 26 years old, found guilty on all 10 counts. Lakin's mother, stepfather, sister, and roommates making emotional statements in court.
Mike Hempen reports a woman who killed her two sons has been denied parole.
The board's unanimous decision came at the first parole hearing for 53-year-old Susan Smith, who killed her children in 1994 by rolling her car into a lake while her 3-year-old and 14-month-old sons were strapped in their car seats. Smith made her case by a video link from prison, saying she was very sorry and referring to her Christian faith.
God is a big part of my life, and I know He has forgiven me.
Smith will continue serving a life sentence. She is eligible for parole every 2 years.
And that report from Mike Hempen. Linda McMahon is Donald Trump's choice for education secretary. McMahon led the Small Business Administration during Trump's first term.
It has been an honor to serve the country in your cabinet. I've served the administration and the people of the United States and small businesses. You have 30 million small businesses. 99% of the businesses in this country are small businesses. So we've been able to help them at SBA. We've reimagined SBA with the great team I have there. They've just been awesome in helping us do everything. We've had great outreach.
Meanwhile, Trump refers to McMahon as something of a superstar within his organization. Before entering politics, McMahon ran World Wrestling Entertainment, or the WWE. This is SRN News. With the 2024 elections now in their rearview mirror, many Christians are wondering what the path forward holds for believers. In his newly released book, The Eclipse of God, Dr. Erwin Lutzer, pastor emeritus of Chicago's Moody Church, suggests Christians should be active politically. But in an interview with Lori Tradip of SRN News, Dr. Lutzer says believers must be sure their priorities are in order.
We always have to remember we cannot give first-rate priorities to second-rate causes. Therefore, we have to always be gospel-driven. We can let our political voice be known as we stand upon the scriptures, but the same passion that some believers have politically, wouldn't it be wonderful if they had the same passion to spread the gospel?
Erwin Lutzer's newest book about embracing biblical truths is entitled The Eclipse of God, Our Nation's Disastrous Search for a More Inclusive Deity. This is SRN News. A major storm is blamed for at least two deaths in the Northwest. Forecaster Maddie Crystal is with the National Weather Service in Issaquah, Washington.
So a bomb cyclone is a term that's referred to one of these areas of low pressure that undergoes a really rapid intensification.
The storm already knocked out power to some 500,000 homes in Washington state. Ford's European workforce is about to get a haircut.
The automaker plans to eliminate 4,000 jobs across Europe by the end of 2027. Ford cites stiff economic headwinds, pressure from increased competition, and weaker than expected sales of electric vehicles. The company says most of the job cuts will come in Germany and will be carried out in consultation with employee representatives. The UK will also see some workforce reductions. Rich Thomason reporting.
More on these stories at SRNnews.com.